B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show.
Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly with Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Oh yeah, good afternoon everybody. It is a Wednesday, Mike Missinelli Show, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. A lot to talk about today. We're in the middle of a week, right? And so, as we get closer to a bye weekend where we got nothing to do, all we can do now is review what's going on. And the review that I kind of touched on yesterday that I've heard today with Anthony's show and Anthony himself is that the majority of people kind of want to buy in to the fact that the Eagles could be in the playoffs and win a division, but they really don't want to buy in. And, you know, Eagle fans, I've said it before, they're very smart. They feel what they feel, and they feel based on reality. So why is it that I, the least optimistic person that I know, is optimistic enough to think that the Eagles only have to win one game of the three to get a division title and to get a home game? And in fact, they don't even have to beat Dallas if they win one of these two games coming up, New England and Seattle. Now, am I going goofy here? Or is this like it seems like very, very logical that the Eagles, although not a great team, we've said it many times before, I'm not going to try to con you and think they're a great team that can do anything this year, but we take it one step at a time. Why is it that I think they can reach the next step, which is to win a division, get a home playoff game, and the majority of the fan base, just from what my ear tells me, does not believe that? Tyrone, do you have an explanation for that?
Well, I can't explain why you think they can do it.
Really?
Because I don't think they can do it.
You're on the other side.
Yeah.
You're like with Anthony. You don't think they can do it.
I do not.
All right, now, let's examine this, though. Let's examine it logically. Are you suggesting to me that they won't win any of these three tough games that they have left?
Yes.
Really? You think they're going 0-3 in these games?
Yes, I do.
Wow. See, I don't see that at all. But listen, I understand the limitations of this team. They're not a great team. I understand the limitations on offense, and we're going to get into how this front office has failed this team, basically. And you know, the signing of Jordan Matthews is going to do anything. I laugh at this. It's the third time now they're going to put a guy because they know him. He can't play. So that's not going to really help that much. But using a formula that has been successful over the last two games, even though I know the Bills and the Bears aren't that good, I still think that in three games, that formula has to win one of the games.
You're right.
And I would like, and I look at the Dallas Cowboys and I go, all right, everybody's now, oh, the Dallas Cowboys, this Dallas Cowboys, that. The Dallas Cowboys aren't that. The Dallas Cowboys could very easily lose to the Eagles in that game. So even if the Eagles lose to the Patriots and lose to the Seahawks, why is it so outlandish to think that they would take care of business at home against the Cowboys in a revenge game in a division where normally a team split anyway, the good teams? Explain to me.
Because
where am I wrong?
Because I don't think the Eagles are a good team. I think that they're an okay team, and that the coach and the quarterback and Fletcher Cox coming around are propping them up. But I think they're not a good team. And I think that...
But we're not talking about whether they're a good team. Are they good enough to win the division? That's the question. I know they're not a good team because you got to be balanced on both sides of the football to be a good team. Are they good enough to win a weak division? Yes, they are.
I don't think so.
Really?
I think that the mismanagement by the front office has put them in such a spot that they can't do it. Now, maybe the bye week makes a change. But if I'm going to go to your side, Mike, I would need to know, I need one player who has given them very little through nine games that will give them something in even one game.
Well, who's saying they need that to win one game?
I believe that because of the quality of the Dallas linebackers, it will be difficult to use that tight end run the ball offense. So somebody other than the guys we think of would have to make a play in that Dallas game or two.
Well,
and I don't have faith in anybody else
to make a play. But you have faith that the Dallas Cowboys offense can be stopped.
I do.
Okay, and the Eagles, although they're not a great defense, I would think it put an effort together to stop the Cowboys and win a close game at home.
I actually, due to return from injury, I actually think the Eagles' personnel right now is better than a couple weeks ago when they played Dallas.
All right, so they won't have to score a lot to win a game. Maybe they win a 19-17 game, but certainly they're capable of that.
I don't think they are.
Do you know a least optimistic person than me?
I do not.
You do not?
No.
So I go everything based on logic.
You right? do.
And see, to me, it's extremely logical that the Eagles would win one of three games. And I know they're not a great team. And if they don't win one of these next two, I'm not out on them beating the Cowboys. And I don't know why people would be. I don't think the Cowboys are a great team at all. And they're going to struggle come down the stretch with a harder schedule. They're going to be a little more beat up. By the time they play the Eagles, they might be tenderized to the point where the Eagles, as weak as they are right now, and I don't think they're really weak, they're still a winning record weak. So, I don't know. We'll talk about it, I guess. All right, now let's get into, although I do think the Eagles can win a division and get a playoff game, it has not been a very successful year for the front office. Over the last couple of years, it has not been a successful year for the front office. So, based on Election Day yesterday, we're going to have our own exit poll. And the exit poll, the approval ratings of the front office offices and what we have right now managing Philadelphia sports would be interesting to go over. So if we went over right now the approval rating of Howie Roseman, I want people to sound off on this. You remember all the propaganda that we were fed about how savvy this front office was? Especially when they hired Joe Douglas, it was like, oh my God, the rest of the league better run and hide. And it didn't turn out to be that way at all. And, the drafting aside, these free agents that the Eagles have signed lately have been very unproductive. So combined with the draft picks that they have not hit on and the free agent signings, which frankly have been really also ran free agent signings, what approval rating do you have right now for Howie Roseman? And it's just amazing that we're going through this now when just a short time ago, he was Howie Hero. So, Tyrone, your approval rating right now for the Eagles front office under Howie Roseman?
Right now, I can't go by past performance. I'm giving him about a 60 on the draft and a 40 on free agency, so I'm giving him a 50.
A 50 in new, that's an F.
Yes, that's where I'm at.
You're giving the front office an F.
Yes. Dillard looks like a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of the other draft picks can play, any of them, and none of the free agents hit. It's not his fault DeSean Jackson got hurt, but it is his fault he didn't back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, he gets a 40 for that. To me, that averages out to a 50. He right now gets a failing grade right now, unless by the end of the year, somebody that he brought in shows something that they have not shown through nine games. Well, and I don't think that's going to happen.
It is pretty amazing when you look, and there was a story today in NJ.com of all the free agents he has signed in the last 2 years. And the best of the lot of the, how many players did he sign? 20? 20 players in the last 2 years in free agency, little dribs and drab signings. The best of them all is a rotational defensive tackle who's no longer here, Trayvon Hester. This is mind-boggling because you don't really think and take inventory of this. Craig James is ranked as the second best free agent that he signed. What? Vinny Curry, when they signed him, I go, why? It's the same with Jordan Matthews now. Why? DeAndre Carter, 4. Josh McCown. Malik Jackson, of course, with the injury, so you can't, you know, that may have been a good signing. Jonathan Cyprian. Haloti Ngata. Leroy Reynolds. Remember they were raving about Leroy Reynolds, linebacker?
Gonna make a difference.
DJ Alexander, who maybe has a shot. Zendejo, who they just cut. Skandrick, we all know his story. Richard Rogers, tight end, was a third string tight end, but he's hurt. Zach Brown, bye-bye. Kamar Aiken, you remember him? My God, I can't even remember he played for the Eagles.
Did he ever play?
He caught 5 balls.
Oh, I don't even remember him getting in the game.
5 catches for the Eagles.
That's more than Hollins and yes. Arcega Whiteside.
LJ Fort. Oh, they signed him from Pittsburgh. Oh, it's going to be, at the very least, he's a great special teams player. Remember? Mike Wallace, that was your boy. When they signed him.
Yes.
What did I say at the time?
You said he was cooked.
Finished. Marcus Wheaton, wide receiver. Paul Warlow, who's been now with 7 other teams since he was with the Eagles. And Blake Countess, and then Corey Nelson. So 21 mini free agent signings. And now a one of them has helped this team. Interesting. So we'll talk about that. And, of course, tonight, big Sixers game. Sixers versus Utah. Joel Embiid back. Redemption day already? This is what I've been hearing all day. Oh, it's a redemption evening for Ben Simmons. And if he doesn't play well tonight, he stinks.
What?
So that's what people think. That's fine and dandy. Now, it is General Knowledge Wednesday. That is correct. We'll have a little fun today. Oh, look at this. Not exactly a brother-friendly prize, but not a bad prize. How many brothers will go to this concert? A pair of tickets to see Journey.
20.
20? 20, 20 brothers will go see it?
Yeah.
Really? 20 yeah. brothers listening currently will go see Journey?
Yes, it reminds me of when I went to Pearl Jam concert, and then we make sure we give a head nod to every black person you do see, because there's not many of us in there. So we know where each other are if something happens.
I'm surprised they're still touring.
Well,
it's the new singer.
Right? Yeah, it's a new singer. Oh,
he sounds right. like the yeah. original singer, but he's not the original singer. Asian guy.
Yeah.
Sounds good, but he's not.
Steve Perry is no longer with the group.
Throat problems.
Oh. No, he had a big fallout with him, didn't he?
I thought it started with the throat problems. And then they said he wasn't as sick as he said. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I could be wrong.
They had a big controversy. But again, this is another band. You're missing the main guy. It's like...
Nah, this guy's
that's
better.
Point.
Yeah. Nah, I'm going to this concert probably.
Come on, man.
I'll probably go to
it. Listen, I don't want to poo-poo the prize because it's a good prize. But you can't have a substitution for a classic rock singer like
the
Steve.
The current singer's even better, Mike. He is.
Mike's,
know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a live version of the original singer and a live version of the new singer and see if you can tell the difference.
It's not the same
guy. See if you can see the difference.
Mike stopped believing.
Come on. Really, you do that?
Sorry.
Anyway.
It was there.
Journey is coming to the BB&T Pavilion with the better singer than Steve Perry on Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. Special guest. Oh, now this is what, see? The Pretenders.
Nice.
Now I'm sucked in. The
Pretenders. Now you're ready to go.
Now I'm ready to go. And I'll just leave after the Pretenders. Anyway, tickets are on sale this Friday, November 8th at 10 a.m. All right, so that's the grand prize. Here are our categories today. Very fan-friendly categories. General knowledge will be the hardest category out there today. NBA Rookies of the Year, Tyrone. Through the years. And I will give you hints so you can get these players.
It's going to be sneaky tough, that one.
Musical acts by city.
Ooh.
The city that spawned certain musical acts.
I like that.
And since The Irishman is now out in theaters, Scorsese films.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is awesome.
I'm going to give you the plot line. You give me the film.
I should be good at this. I thought you were going to go Irish history, but that's fine.
No. Scorsese films.
Okay.
Irish history.
I don't know.
Mike Missanelli doing Irish history?
Wait, is today some Irish history day?
No, but you said for The Irishman, I thought maybe you'd do Irish history.
No. What? No, the Irishman.
I know.
The Irishman is not actually about Irishmen.
I know, but I thought maybe you would go there.
See him no more.
No, I went with Scorsese since he's the director.
Right, that makes sense.
All right.
You said Irish. I got excited.
All right, so it's General Knowledge. We'll have a lot of fun. There's a lot of topics on the board. It is the Mike Misnelli Show, General Knowledge Wednesday, 610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, there we go. See? And now you're going to tell me this replacement guy can do this.
Just a small town girl.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you, he's better.
Nothing gets any better than the original singer from Journey.
Okay.
It's a fake. No matter if he's better or not, it's a fake. There's a guy out there that sings a lounge act in Vegas that's better than Sinatra. Are you going to listen to him over Sinatra?
No.
No.
It's a point.
You know there's no such thing as South Detroit?
Yeah, I know.
Really?
That'd be in the lake.
Huh.
South Detroit's really in the lake.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, it's just
made it up.
Yep.
Why'd they say that? Just for the song?
He's from the Bay Area. That's probably why.
He's from San Francisco.
He's not from Detroit. It's a lie. The whole lyric is a lie.
My life is now a lie.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Line Company. Why would your life be a lie?
Because I thought that there was a South Detroit.
You believed that he was from South Detroit?
Yes, I did believe it.
Well, he's not.
Now I'm going to have to stop believing.
But the new singer, who's better than Steve Perry, might be from South Detroit. We have to check.
From the Philippines.
Oh, he's from the Philippines.
All right. Yeah.
I'm stopping believing.
Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin brings us the 2 o'clock hour. Attention HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, supplies, or every heating and cooling job. And it is time to start our Twitter poll, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Fall is here, and that means a lawn full of leaves. And if you've got a gas or battery-powered blower from Paul B. Moyer & Sons in Doylestown, you will have no problem. They have a great selection that'll clear your yard with ease. So just visit paulbmoyer.com for all the details. Natalie.
Thank you, Mike. Over 600 votes on this one early. Interesting results as well. What is the approval rating for the Eagles front office at the bye? 3% going 80 to 100%, 28% saying 60 to 79%, 38% going 40 to 59%, and 31% going below 40%.
All right. I'm perplexed. Asking the Eagles to win one game here. One game. They can't win one game?
No.
If they can't win one game, this will be a disastrous season, and we will react accordingly as a fan base.
Yes. And it's going to stink because the Dallas game's the second to last game. So there'll be anticipation. They'll be able to win. You know, if they win, they'll do the they control their destiny. And then they'll lose, and then the last week will mean nothing.
I see the weaknesses completely of this team, and I still think they're going to win the division. All right, let's go Ray on a cell. Ray, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ray. Yo, Ray. Oh, first call off to not a good start. Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
I'm here, Mike.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy. How you doing, man?
Good.
So, yeah, I'm actually with you, Mike. I think this is the division is well for our taking here. I actually was just looking through, you know, both the schedules between the Eagles and Dallas. And I can honestly see the Dallas pulling off like an 8-8 schedule here, losing like five games. You know, Minnesota's not an easy game. At Detroit's not going to be easy.
They're probably not going to be that. But here's the thing.
Or maybe
you're counting on. See, I'm not counting on Dallas to melt down. What I'm saying to you is, even if the Eagles don't win, you win one of these next two games, it's going to come down to that Dallas game. So why should I be like say that? Well, oh my God, they can't beat Dallas at home. Like, well, that doesn't make any sense to me. Of course they can.
No, of course they can too. And you know, and honestly, I don't even know if it's going to come down to that game, Mike. I'm hoping, you know, like, you know, I'm hoping for the easy way out. I am, well, uh-huh. Not the easy way out, but I mean, I think the schedule, you know, any given Sunday, these teams, you know, that the Dallas is going to be playing are difficult. So I think,
I don't think Dallas is going to melt.
No. Oh, well, I'm hoping they do.
I think it's going to come down to that final. Now, Dallas may finish 9-7, and the Eagles winning that game may make them 9-7, but that's what I think is going to have to happen if the Eagles do not win one of these next two.
All right.
You want
to general knowledge?
Play general knowledge? You like Journey?
I like Journey. You know, actually, you listen to the Foo Fighters, though, Mike?
I love the Foo Fighters. The only remaining rock band in America.
I hear you. You ever hear their version of Under Pressure?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good version, man. But
I normally don't like covers.
Yeah, but they do a good job.
Not a cover man.
They have good, like, their own songs.
Oh, of course they do. He brought up the song that I think of Foo Fighters. I'm not thinking of their cover of Under Pressure.
I agree with you.
All right. Here is your general knowledge question. What animal has the longest gestation period, up to 22 months? 22 months.
That. Isn't that, I think it's a, I'll say giraffe.
It's some, giraffe? It's an animal in usually in Africa.
Yeah, I'm thinking giraffe.
It's not giraffe. That's a good guess. Natalie raising her hand in there. Natalie, you learned this in school?
Is it an elephant?
It is the elephant. 22 months.
Yeah. I never forgot that.
My God.
You learn that in school. That's something you forget. Imagine being like women carrying for 22
What's
months.
I'd like to see an elephant. I've never seen an elephant birth.
Oh, seen it on TV.
Yeah, they come
on Discovery.
They walk right away.
Yeah, right away. The moms get them clean, and then elephants are pretty smart, so there's other females in the den that, like, protect the mom and make sure nobody gets near the baby.
Yeah.
How big does the baby come out?
Well, pretty big.
Couple hundred pounds.
Big hoofs.
Yeah, like full, like it just...
comes out just a mini version of a full...
Do you think that's a painful birth for the elephant?
Oh, I would imagine so.
I think all births are probably painful.
Yeah.
For animals?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just, animals have pain tolerances, so I would assume that birth would be painful for them as well.
All righty.
It's all on Discovery Channel. The elephant is their brains are, there's still a lot we don't know about elephants.
I love elephants. Mm-hmm.
Their brains work different than a human brain.
I love elephants. That's from your childhood memories of Dumbo.
No, Dumbo was like the worst movie ever. So sad.
Yeah, mixed with races.
True.
Staking crows. Get out of here with that Dumbo.
No, elephants are very special.
Get out of here with that Dumbo.
I wish the zoo still had them. They don't have them anymore.
Yeah, I know. Now, Thomas in Germantown. Thomas, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
How you doing, mate?
What's up, Thomas?
I think this is a three-part question, and I don't want to jump in all because I'm going to sit back and listen. Mm-hmm. One, why is number 30 always in? Because me and some friends were talking, and they think that he's going to be a sniper.
Come on. Are you ripping my boy, Furky? Come on, man.
I'm just telling you.
No, he played 30 minutes the other night because they thought that he had a hot hand and he was going to give him some points. And so they'd rather play him than Thibault in that situation. You're right. Playing him 30-plus minutes is a bit much. Now, with Embiid back, he won't, obviously.
Okay. Here's the second part of the question. Mm-hmm. I've been asking this question a lot to friends, to people. What is a manager's job?
What is a manager's job in what sport?
Basketball.
A coach?
A coach. What is his job consist of? What is he there for?
He's there to provide the right rotations. He's there to draw up some plays when they need a play after a timeout. What are you getting at?
Because I was watching the game the other night. Do you think that they should have won that game?
Yes.
I think so too.
Are you suggesting he handled Ben Simmons the wrong way?
Yes, he had Baines on him. I think Al Horford should have been on Baines. What do you think?
Al Horford was playing Baines. You mean Baines was playing Simmons on defense?
Right, right.
Yeah. And so what's your point?
So you think that's why he only scored 6 points? Because Baines was...
Well, yeah, they had a big body up top, which got him thinking, and then they slid a help defender over and walled him off like they used to do in the old day when they stopped Ben Simmons. So the solution to that, if they're playing you that way, if the player doesn't have to defeat that with a medium-range jump shot, it was probably incumbent upon the coach to post him up and get him in that four spot.
Why do you think that they should have won the game?
Because they didn't utilize Ben Simmons the right way in this game, and he didn't take the initiative to do anything.
Thank you.
All right, man. You want to play general knowledge?
No, that's it.
Wait. This is their NBA Rookie of the Year, man. Come on,
no, that's it.
You don't want to see Journey?
No, that's it.
What, Pretenders?
No.
All right, man. Well, Tyrone refused the question.
And I believe he was African-American. So, to keep track of how many brothers turned it down today.
One brother turned it down already. You say 20 will accept?
When that turned, there'll be a few thousand people at the concert, and there'll be 20 black people there.
Oh, 20 black people in the whole place?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really? Yeah.
Is that over under number of 20?
I'll put it at 19.75. And I'll go over.
All right, let's go to Gene in Doylestown. Gene, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gene.
How are you today, Michael?
What's up, Gene?
You know, brand new day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think our Eagles front office has been busy reading their own headlines. I think they're kind of smelling themselves, and they're kind of living in the past because, like you said, Jordan Matthews seems to be a move just to make a move. I don't really see how he's going to help. I get it. He's got to be a little better than the zero catches we're getting currently from Collins and Arcega-Whiteside. But, I mean, you know, wasn't Vince Papale available?
Honestly, well, where is Jordan Matthews going to help him? He's a slot receiver. What, are you going to tell me that now Aguilar moves to an outside position?
That's what I'm saying.
That's going to help?
I don't understand the move at all. Like I said, I feel kind of like he's, you know, again, I hate to keep saying it, but he's resting on the laurels of winning a Super Bowl. And he feels like, you know, who can tell me? I won a Super Bowl. Look what I've done. But when you bring up statistics like you talked about earlier, the free agents to me, but it's almost laughable. I don't see how it can be ignored anymore.
It really is. And see, this goes back to the trading deadline when he didn't want to get rid of draft picks because he knows he's got that kind of security and people are just going to have to put up with it. And no muss, no fuss. I'll be back next year and we'll see if we can improve the team next year. And meanwhile, you guys keep rooting. But I know deep inside that we're not going to do anything. And that's disingenuous. I don't like that.
It's very disingenuous. And I mean, what's he got, a proprietary process here he doesn't want anybody to know about?
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. It's the fans that'll suffer.
Right.
Now, makes him look bad. It puts him on thinner ice, but certainly he's going to be back. So
we're not asking him to share like who he plans on drafting, but at least come out and say, hey, look, here's what I'm doing. I want to build the team through the draft.
Yep.
We have a plan, but he's not even doing that much. I don't get it.
Yeah. All right, man. You want to play general knowledge?
Sure, I'll take a shot.
NBA Rookies of the Year through the years.
Okay.
All right. So let's go with in the year 2016 and 2015, the Timberwolves had back-to-back Rookies of the Year. Who were they?
I know Karl Anthony Towns was one, and the year before that was Wiggins, Andrew Wiggins.
That is correct. And you may be going to see Journey and the Pretenders. First correct question.
And thank
you. Or goodness, a second. No, first.
First, yeah. Good thing the Sixers dodged that bullet.
The Wiggins bullet?
Would have taken him had they got the first pick. He was winless for Wiggins.
Oh, yeah.
It just didn't work out. And thank goodness it did because Embiid's way better. But I could not imagine his team right now if it was Wiggins and Simmons. Not going to win anything with that guy.
You don't like Wiggins, huh?
He stinks. I mean, he doesn't stink his numbers, but he's a mutt, is what I mean. You can't win with him. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's not an Embiid.
Now, Towns.
Not a forceful personality.
Right. I think Towns has something in him.
Mm-hmm.
It just hasn't come out. It'll evolve. I don't think it's in Wiggins' chest.
Yeah, you're probably right. Canadian softness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't grow up like his father.
No, his dad's tough.
Lane in the Northeast. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Lane.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for getting me in. I really appreciate it.
What's up, Lane?
Hey. By the way, long-time listener. Big-time fan.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep, you got it. I just think my points in, Mike, and then I want to get your opinion, of course, Tyrone and Natalie. I'm going to be honest with you. No pun intended. I'll say it again. Honestly, I really feel bad for Carson right now because this is the obvious, but no receiver to throw to at all. And the Jordan Matthews thing, I mean, like you said, he's shot. And then, you know, many QBs already would have just, frankly, they would have quit already. And, you know, I'm a little amped up. Nelson, he's totally, totally, completely inadequate. Alshon, you look at him now, he's not the same. He's become weak and ineffective. Mm-hmm. We got Sproles, Sanders, Ertz, and Goddard to get creative with as a wide receiver. It's so bad. It's gotten so bad that I would use Ertz on the outside in some plays. And these are RBs and tight ends we're talking about who are forced to, you know, utilize creatively now. That's how bad it's gotten. And this is why I think, you know, Tyrone has taken his stance the way he did. And, you know, I want to get your opinion and on that. But, I mean, this is beyond.
Well, listen, it's not a great. You're examining all the flaws, and I get it. And I understand the same flaws. I find it hard to believe that even with those flaws, they can't win one of three games here. Why am I to think? Are they losing these next two?
I'm not saying they're not going to win.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's kind of what you're saying. You're like down on the prospect.
I'm so upset because they have no receiver.
Yeah, I get that. And I have no delusions that they're going to get any better and they're a really good team. They're not. Well, I'm just looking at the prospect of winning a division and having a home playoff game. And I don't know why a game against Dallas, the last game of the year, is all of a sudden an automatic L.
No. Yeah, no, I just want to be clear that, they have a shot, but like I said before, it's all about creativity here. This is my point. Mm-hmm. They have to get creative, like I said before, you know, using Miles as a wide receiver, getting creative with, Ertz and Goddard, and just switching it up, maybe something that, you know, via like the Belichick system, you know, and just really kind of confusing teams because the bottom line here is that we just don't have, the receivers.
I hear you. It's like you can't make Ertz a wide
receiver. It's beyond frustrating, beyond description. It's the best way I can put it.
I hear you. All right, man. Yeah. You want a general knowledge question?
Yes, please.
Musical acts by city. So
I can't ask for the category, can I?
No, you can't.
Okay.
All right, so if I go Jay-Z and the Ramones, what city am I talking about?
Oh, wait. Can you repeat it just real quick?
Jay-Z.
Right. Before that. The
category? Musical acts by city. What city did these musical acts come from? Okay. Jay-Z and the Ramones.
Okay, I'm a huge Jay-Z fan. Honestly, I have no clue when it comes to the Ramones. Hip hop is my thing.
Okay,
so
where's Jay-Z from then? You can answer the question.
Oh, I know where Jay-Z is from. He's from Marcy.
He's from where?
Jay-Z, he's from New York. He's from
Yes, he's from New York. You're making the question harder than it should be, bro. You're correct. I'm just giving you another band. If you know where the one band is from, you don't have to worry about the other band.
He,
New York.
I was shaky. I think he was Googling.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so, too.
He's a big Jay-Z fan.
He's not.
Anybody who is a Jay-Z fan knows he's from Brooklyn.
Right away.
That's not even a question.
What did he say? Marcy?
Marcy Projects. Marcy Projects is where he grew up. Oh, okay. No.
All right.
And you know that I normally give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Are you saying no on this guy?
He got it, but whatever.
He got it, but we're going to be watching, just everybody else, we're going to be watching it closer the rest of the show. Because he's asking questions, getting the phone ready because his hand's free, typing it in.
All you have to do is listen to one Jay-Z song to know where he's from. One, right. Not even a whole one. You can listen to half of one.
Said Marcy, he knew where he was from.
No,
because he saw that came up. But he didn't. That came up on Wikipedia. Yeah, that came up on his Google.
He didn't even say Marcy Projects. Marcy's not a place. Marcy's the name of the projects he grew up in.
Yeah.
So
in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
Okay. All right.
Where Brooklyn at?
Chill out.
I'm a little appalled by that.
Okay. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show, General Knowledge Wednesday. We're batting a lot of topics around. Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
2:46 on the Mike Mussinelli Show. 97.5 The Fanatic. Wait. The Lakers game last night. No, Tyrone. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. At age 78. Triple doubled them?
Another one.
No. LeBron?
Yeah.
Leading the league in assists? What?
Uh-huh. He has a goal.
Damn.
And that's the winner MVP. And so far, it's obviously early. He's right on pace to get it. He's killing him right now.
Have you seen the latest edition of The Shop?
I did not watch the last.
They had the governor of California in The Shop.
Oh, wait.
He signed the bill.
No, there's been one since then, I think.
Well, oh, really?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Oh, you
where
did
he signed it
one.
Live on
no,
the.
I saw one last night with Bill Hader.
He was on.
Rich Paul was on. Rick Rubin.
Yeah.
And Puffy.
Yeah, that one I didn't see. That's the most recent one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
Pretty good.
But I know he did that movie with Hader, and apparently they hit it off.
DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, he was in The Shop too? Uh-huh.
A lot of people in The Shop last night.
That's fun. That's diverse because you get Rick Rubin and Puffy.
And Puffy.
Both talk.
I think Puffy had a few two, three wines.
Probably
he started to get a little blathery towards the end.
Yeah, I can see that. He likes to have fun.
Let's go to Fabrizio. Oh, Fabrizio, come esta?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Fabrizio?
Not much. Just hanging out. So, I know a few people talked about Jordan Matthews already. I'm going to bring it back up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the Eagles see in this guy. We brought him in last season. Yeah, he had 20 catches, 28 targets, whatever. The guy does nothing. I mean, also, I want to go to DeSean Jackson. I think he was a little spiteful in what he did. I think he should have just got the surgery when he was hurt. He'd be coming back these weeks. He wouldn't be missing the end of the season. We would have had him.
Well, I don't know if you can call a guy spiteful, but he thinks he can.
Not spiteful, but like.
He can rehab it without surgery. I mean, no, that was a possibility. So it's a tough call, really. You know?
I just think instead of having him miss these last few weeks, we could be having them for these last few weeks.
Yeah, but they thought they were going to have them for the last few weeks. That's the thing. It was not, you know, there was no idea that he was going to break down again after he rested this. So, you know, it was half of one and six of the other.
Well, yeah, I also think they should have
six of one, half dozen of the other, about wherever it goes.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
but I blame the front office and the number of blames that the front office has to take this year at the trading deadline. You had to back it up if he wasn't going to be ready, and they didn't do it.
Right.
It's under their control.
Got to get Emmanuel Sanders there.
They're not blacking it up now, Jordan Matthews.
Right.
All right, brother. You want General Alice's question?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, this is Scorsese movies.
Scorsese, let's do it.
Okay, the year this movie came out was 1991. On the North Carolina coast, a lawyer and his family are stalked by a psychotic former client.
Is that Camp Fear?
Tyrone Lannister? It's Cape Fear. Hey. Cape Fear. Not Camp Cape Fear. Cape Fear. Well, we're going to give it to you. Tyrone in a good mood today. Counselor, come out, wherever you are.
That's a scary movie.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen that?
No.
Oh, De Niro is crazy Max Cady.
I've heard good things about it.
I am like God, and God like me. I am as large as God. He is as small as I.
He plays a good crazy, that De Niro.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Good, even in like The Fan, he plays it's yeah. the most ridiculous movie ever, but he plays a good crazy.
It is not necessary to lay a foul tongue on me, my friend.
The voices. Yes.
Let's go to Larry in PA. Larry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Larry.
How you doing?
What's up, Larry?
Not too bad. Hey, there's a couple questions. One, first being about the Flyers with Carter Hart being the next thing. I'm still waiting for him to actually put a couple games together because he looks good sometimes, but then he looks so flat, and I don't know if it's because of the defense that's in front of him, a little bit small, but what do you think
well,
on
he's
that?
A, he's and a kid.
Right.
You know, he'll be fine. They didn't play well last night. Flyers with a big win last night. As predicted by moi, the line told me Flyboys last night.
yeah. And then the other one, I'm actually a Pittsburgh fan, but everything else I do Philly. And the one thing though is there's rumors going around about the Eagles checking in on Antonio Brown again. I think it would be a good idea because that guy is incredible. He's incredible to watch. He's just a bit of a loony. So I didn't know if they ended up getting some kind of contract where they pay him by game, that they don't have to worry about him going on, or do they just take his phone from him?
Well, listen, we've explained this like many times. There is no way that you can take a chance on Antonio Brown right now because of domestic violence. You can't ignore that.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what kind of contract you can put up for him. The fan base would be really difficult to accept something like that. The Eagles are not that kind of organization where they would spit into the wind like that.
Right.
So he's not going to play until next year, and somebody will take a chance on it, but not this year.
All right. I still always hope for an interstate Super Bowl, but one way or the other, one of the teams always messes it up before the end.
Yeah, who's in better shape right now, the Steelers or the Eagles?
Because right now they're struggling themselves. I mean, to even think about Le'Veon Bell on the backside, talk about odd relationships.
He's done also. Le'Veon Bell's done. He's cooked. He's one of those running backs that got cooked.
They're sitting out a year. I mean, it helped other guys get money,
mm-hmm.
and that was kind of his point. But, yeah, you're right.
Cooked.
Yep.
TJ in Southwest Philly. What's up, TJ?
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
I want to talk about this Ben Simmons thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand Ben Simmons. And I don't know how long. You know, I know he got a lot of money. And I know a lot of people, you know, watch basketball and they say that he's going to be great. Man, I think Ben Simmons is big for nothing. He doesn't intimidate other teams because when you look at him playing a point guard position, you look at LeBron. LeBron keeps his dribble. He doesn't pick up his dribble at times. And he sets up plays. He sets guys up in positions where they can take shots. You got Tobias Harris, which is a 6'9" forward, where sometimes, you know, he can shoot the shot. He can shoot, but sometimes he needs to be set up in certain spots where he might only have to take one dribble and get to the basket or that 17-footer. He doesn't set him up at all. If you watch that game, he brings the ball up fast, just throws the ball to a guy and gets out of the way.
Let me ask you this question. Let me stop you here. Do you ignore every good game that the guy's had? Like, do you ignore the breathtaking part of Ben Simmons?
But this is the thing. No, I've been watching basketball long.
All right. Well, then how come you ignore that part of it?
Easy. Because when you watch his overall game, when you really need him, and since you've been watching him, he doesn't take jump shots and in the half court.
He's in his third year in the league, but you compared him against the second best player of all time.
But we're playing in an era. We're playing in an era where everybody's coming out young. And you already know, for the most part, when guys are going to dominate and be able to play. We're not in the era where we grew up with guys.
You do see the times when he does things that no other player in the league can do, right?
Yeah, he has to.
All right, listen, I know you're mad at him, and this is all venom that's coming out because he's not a complete player right now. But come on, man, you take it too far.
But what, this is what I'm saying. But this is what I'm saying. In the era that we got today with all the players, in a half court set, if you're playing against him, you already know he checks out.
You don't know that this year. It remains to be seen whether he's going to check out. If he checks out in the playoffs this year and there's no growth in his game, then your call later in the season would have merit. It doesn't have any merit now. They're 5-1.
All I'm saying is some at 6'10", I need to see him use his body as a point guard.
I got you. He's not the perfect player yet. All right? That doesn't mean you throw him in a trash can.
I heard what you're just saying. Yeah. I mean, the guys are coming out young. They're not. I got you. Come out and produce.
Hold on. Just put the belt on. All right? All right. Now, would you like a general knowledge question?
Yeah, I'll take one.
All right. Here we go. This is general knowledge category. What did my true love give to me on the 12th day of Christmas?
Something under a kiss.
A kiss?
Yeah.
True love gave 12th day of Christmas, one kiss on the 12th day?
I grew up Muslim. I don't celebrate Christmas, so I don't know.
All right, well, that's a good enough answer. 12 drummers drumming.
Drummers drumming, that's right. Yeah.
Now, if Hattie said 12 kisses, it would have been a better guess.
I'm glad that he got it wrong, though.
You are?
Bad call.
Because he was... He's hating on your boy Ben.
It's not even the hate. It was illogical.
You like Joel better than Ben. I like Ben better than Joel. It's interesting.
Yeah. But I still think I think you have to place the criticism where it belongs. I think you placed it where it belonged.
Mm-hmm.
He's going too far.
He's gone too far.
People go too far.
Everybody's gone too far 6 games into a year. Now, if the same thing happens in playoffs, what do you think we're going to say? Like, they can't beat Milwaukee because he won't take a jump shot? And he's walled off just like every other thing. What do you think we're going to say?
Go kill him.
Yeah. All right, we're back after this. 3 o'clock hours ahead.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.